Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Pronovitz, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Library System, and I want to thank you all for attending our first member forum with a focus on resource sharing. We're here at the American Bureau of Shipping Information Commons at the Massachusetts Maritime Academy, and this event is being recorded, so I'd like to have an introduction so people know where we are. And for those of you who are joining us on the recording, welcome. This is the first in a series of member forums, and our focus today is to give you a brief update on some Massachusetts Library System services, but the chief purpose is to get your feedback, and Steve is going to talk. Steve Spahn, our resource sharing director, will be talking about some of the nuts and bolts of how you can provide us with feedback on aspects of our services. So at MLS, we look at resource sharing through a very wide lens. It includes traditional interlibrary loan, journal article document delivery, the physical delivery of library materials among hundreds of libraries. It includes our shared integrated library system, MassCat, and it includes all shared electronic content, like the Gale content, the Britannica content, the Boston Globe online, that we provide in conjunction with the Board of Library Commissioners, and it also includes the ebook pilot project that we'll be talking about later. Since we issued our strategic plan for 2013 through 2015, we've been putting all of these services under the resource sharing umbrella. At that time, we noticed that the sharing of traditional library materials was really leveling off, as well as the circulation in internal libraries was leveling off, but we were seeing huge increases in the lending of electronic materials. So we wanted to find a way to be more nimble in handling that transition from traditional to electronic or digital content. Part of the planning for the reorganization that we'll be talking about today was put together by the MLS Strategic Planning Committee, by our Online Content and Resource Sharing Advisory Committees, and the MLS Executive Board. And I wonder if any of those committee members are here today. Please raise your hand if you are on one of those committees. They're being shy. They're not raising their hands. They don't remember being on the committees. Well, many, many people were involved in this process, and we are striving to be member-driven, and hence the need for your feedback today. So we thank those folks for helping us make these decisions. So what we're doing now is we've formed a new resource sharing team. Steven Spahn is our director there. He hired Sue Kaler, who is also here today, who will be presenting later, to manage our new Interlibrary Loan Center as we transition away from the ILL centers at Quincy and Wellesley that we've used since 2010. Combining this e-content and in-house ILL will make us more nimble in responding to changes in the library environment and marketplace. It also gives us an opportunity to be more efficient. We'd like to take as much mediation as possible out of mediated ILL, so that the process can be direct from a library to library and without the need to take the time and effort of contacting a mediator. I work with library consortia around the country as part of the International Coalition of Library Consortia and the American Library Association, and Massachusetts is a leader in resource sharing in the country, both in terms of providing one item per capita in traditional ILL across the state, and also in providing millions of full-text downloads through electronic content put out by the state through MLS and MBLC. And this all happens through collaboration with the networks. We work with all of the networks, with the Boston Public Library, with the Board of Library Commissioners. But the lion's share of the work in resource sharing is from the libraries. You buy the materials, you fund the networks, you do the work to move things from one place to another, you train your patrons to access electronic materials, you provide the computers for them to do it, and the wireless and the remote access, and we thank you for that. So as we look at the future of resource sharing, we want to include as many libraries as possible into resource sharing. We'd like to have the lending and borrowing be reciprocal across the state, not just focus in certain pockets. We want to help libraries be stronger together. In the ebook realm, the Statewide Resource Sharing Committee asked MLS to manage the statewide pilot project for 51 libraries and their networks to join together in a pilot project. And we're doing this, and the MBLC and MLS have committed to providing infrastructure and support for this platform. But we have a lot of questions about how this will be funded in the future, and that is one of the questions that we're working with members on now, is how to create a sustainable statewide ebook collection that involves the right investment level from libraries and the right investment level from MLS and MBLC. So before I step off and introduce Stephen Spahn, I wanted to mention that we also have presentations today by Carolyn Noah, MLS's assistant director, and Catherine Utt, our business director, with updates on their areas of service. So I look forward to our discussions later today to hear your thoughts about how we can be even more successful at resource sharing as we transition from traditional to more digital resource sharing. So thank you for joining us today.